Chapter 20. "I've brought you a cup of soup, Carrie Louise," said Miss Marple. "Now please drink it." Mrs. Sericold sat up in the big bed. She looked very small and childlike. Her cheeks had lost their pink flush, and her eyes seemed very far away. She took the soup obediently.
"First Christian," said Carrie Louise, "and now Alex, and poor silly little Ernie. Did he really know anything?"
"I think he was just telling lies," Miss Marple said, as she sat down in a chair beside the bed. "Making himself important by saying he had seen something. But somebody believed his lies." Carrie Louise shivered. Her eyes went back to their faraway look.
"We meant to do so much for these boys. We did do something. Some of them have done wonderfully well. Several of them are in really responsible jobs. A few failed. That can't be helped. Modern life is so complicated. Too complicated for some simple and undeveloped characters. You know Lewis's great scheme. He always felt that transportation was a thing that had saved many criminals in the past. They were shipped overseas, and they made new lives in simpler surroundings. He wants to start a modern program like that. He wants to buy a group of islands, to finance it for some years, then make it a self-supporting cooperative, with everyone taking a share in it. But far away from the bad old ways of the cities. It's his dream, but it will take a lot of money."
Miss Marple picked up a little pair of scissors and looked at them closely. "What a strange pair of scissors," she said. "They've got two finger holes on one side and one on the other." Carrie Louise's eyes came back from that frightening far distance.
"Alex gave them to me this morning," she said. "They're supposed to make it easier to cut your right-hand nails. Dear boy, he was so enthusiastic. He made me try them."
"And I suppose he collected the nail clippings and took them away," said Miss Marple.
"Yes," said Carrie Louise. "He..." She stopped. "Why did you say that?"
"I was thinking about Alex. He had brains. Yes. He had brains."
"You mean that's why he died?"
"I think so, yes."
"He and Ernie?"
And then Carrie Louise said quietly and unexpectedly,
"How much do you know, Jane?"
Miss Marple looked up quickly. The eyes of the two women met. Miss Marple said slowly, "If I was quite sure..."
"I think you are sure, Jane."
"What do you want me to do?" Jane Marple asked. Carrie leaned back against her pillows.
"It is in your hands, Jane. You'll do what you think right."
She closed her eyes.
"Tomorrow," Miss Marple hesitated,
"I shall have to try and talk to Inspector Curry, if he'll listen."